Boys and girls, it's that time again. Grab your Red Bull and blow up dolls and strap yourself in for another adventure by two good friends of mine, Trencher and You Gotta Love Claude's Balls. The Demented Minds of Spank Wagon Radio, brought to you by Near Beer, the beer that guarantees a bitter beer face.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh my god, we had a new intro. We gave Cheeto the night off.
Yeah, Cheeto was a little bit busy right there.
Well,
he's moonlighting, you know, he's working as a cabana boy, so.
You know, he has to do what he has to do to make some cash.
That's right. D-cells are not cheap.
No, they aren't. Do you know what you're listening to?
Well, right now, I'm listening to you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what I'm listening to.
I don't know. Wait, it's coming. give me more money, I'll come quicker. No. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Wow, it's a little early on a Friday.
It's very early, 5 o'clock,
so we're about an hour.
What the fuck are you doing that? Oh, I'm waking up early, bit, dude.
Because I sleep in about this late some days.
Till 5
p.m. Yes?
When was the last time you did that?
Oh, man, it was beautiful. It was last summer before school started.
Yeah,
it was
beautiful. Some days.
Some days over the rainbow, you know. Yeah. Half past the month.
Over the rainbow? Oh, so you're the pitcher.
I'm not even going to start.
I'm going to come over the rainbow.
Ah! No,
it's
no.
It's not a spitting contest. It's a fucking ejaculatory.
Well, it's a spitting contest, all right. Get it in her mouth. That's mine. Oh, that's great. We have two listeners right now. Don't believe.
I just took that overboard in my head right there.
Oh, no. Where'd you go with it?
I'm just thinking of, you know, the Pride Day, you know, like meets corporate Olympics, you know.
You know. What?
This, you know, you know, like, have you ever seen those, you know, like they hold candy canes in their mouths, pass a candy cane, you know? No. Fill the bucket with the snowballs.
No. Oh, God. No.
It's the she-male triathlon.
That's fucked up, dude.
It just it was one of those moments of...
Wouldn't she-male be a biathlon?
Well, see, I thought about that, dude, but, you know, she would be triathlon. Actually, no, I fucked that up. You're right. It would be a biathlon.
It's a she-male biathlon.
She said hermaphrodite. Oh, well. Disgusting logistics.
The logistics of... pre-op, post-op, you know? It's,
yeah.
It all cracks down to that, folks. Hey, Spectacular.
Next summer, I save up, I get the other tit.
Yeah. Running around like Nancy Reagan. Swimming in circles in the public pool.
Nancy Reagan did that?
She didn't do that. She had a vasectomy. It's like big news in the 80s.
Nancy Reagan had a vasectomy.
Hey, wait. Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of personal, but...
Vasectomy?
Thank you!
Okay.
Yeah, mastectomy, yeah. Where she had cancer and all that good stuff. And, well, bad stuff, actually.
Yeah. Do you read the BBC News, man?
Oh, once in a blue moon.
They're talking about fucking Reagan, dude. You know, like, the public perceives him as still being, like, you know, active, and he's not. They say the guy's rarely awake now. And what does the president do when he's awake? You know what his daughter answered?
Drool.
Stares at trees.
That's about it.
Stares at trees.
I mean, Alzheimer's took a toll on him.
Alzheimer's.
Same diff. Tomato's mom. All I have to say is it took an absolute toll on him, and it did it quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, it was already starting to affect him when he was in office. That is starting to become known.
According to the Reagans, though, they say that, you know, not the Reagans is in the family, the
miniseries. Yeah.
You know, that was a brain tumor in office.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No.
Actually, yeah, that's what they're saying. The Reagans miniseries. Wow, that's
It was put on CBS. But they realized that a lot of people were not going to like it, and a lot of people were already complaining about the screeners that they were seeing.
Yeah.
So they go, why don't we put it up on Showtime? That's our channel, too. So, yeah, we'll put it up on Showtime. It'll work. Yeah.
I didn't see the whole thing. I came in, like, a little over halfway.
I haven't seen shit.
I came in at the scene where, Nancy's talking to some AIDS victims or something like that. In the next scene, it's Nancy on a White House lawn with a bunch of kids chanting, "Just Say No." And it cuts to a scene with her daughter watching her on TV, sparking up a J, you know, just fucking taking a tilt, going, "Oh, shit, I would have thought of that." That was like the funniest scene in the whole movie, dude.
Wow.
It's one of those, what's the word for that, dude? It's not a mockumentary, dude.
It's sort of like a mockumentary. It's sort of a fictionalized documentary.
Yeah, there's a fucking industry term for that, a fictionalized documentary.
Fuckumentary?
Fuckumentary, yeah.
Well, fuck up this story. Fuckumentary.
Fucking Reagan, dude. There you go. They talk about the Iran Contra.
Well, I know that some of our listeners, and again, now that we found out that we're still international, woot.
Hey.
Did you hear they really are starting to push to try to put Reagan on the dime?
Yeah, I saw that.
They want to put Ronald Reagan's mug on the dime.
I also saw the Photoshop contest on FARC.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah.
You went to FARC. How
yeah,
good
I did.
For you.
I still hate FARC, but I read it a lot now. Still
needless
hard
to say, yeah, they're talking about, you know, putting his face on the dime, and I don't think so.
What pushed me over the top was seeing Reagan photoshopped as a California raisin, because that son of a bitch looks like one.
Yeah. Oh,
His head, man, color it purple. It's frightening.
It's a California raisin.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I didn't realize the California raisins are black.
You're what?
I never realized that.
Okay, listen to what they were singing. Listen to how they were singing. Listen to the tones they were singing.
I didn't realize
you
it, man.
Didn't realize that the raisins were black.
I did not realize that.
Raisin campaign, even though it was one of the most popular ever, and it was used not just for California raisin growers, who knew that they grew raisins in California, but also they used it for like breakfast foods and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Even Hardee's, Carl's Jr. for some of us, used it for their advertisements for their breakfast stuff.
Uh huh.
Nice.
Thanks.
a lot of people were really upset. A lot of African Americans were upset when that whole campaign came out because they were being called raisins.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, great, now we have another word to add to the lexicon of stuff that, you know, is used.
Yeah, you know,
us.
It was really interesting. I only learned it a couple years
you
ago.
You stupid porch monkey raisin man. It's over.
It just makes me wonder, you know.
Raisins and cracker.
Well, I wonder if Ocean Spray had done something similar with the cranberries if they'd have been Native Americans.
No, they would have been Irish.
Why Irish?
Those are the cranberries are Irish.
Cranberries aren't Irish.
Yeah, they are.
We're going by.
I'm talking about the music group. If you're going to get singing cranberries, you might as well just get the cranberries. And just go with it.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Let me go get something to fill the drum with.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Fuck, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Bad Comedy Night at Spankwagon Radio. At spankwagon.vftp.net. How was your vacation?
Yeah, Spankwagon, where it's your night in the barrel. No.
Ah!
Yeah, that's a good tagline. Yeah.
How was the vacation so far?
Fuck, I've been busy, man. I haven't time to relax for anything. I've
really?
Already been to California and shit, too.
Yeah, I know. You've been, like, California and back.
Yeah, one day, dude, on the highway.
Jesus. Well, it's only 4 hours from here, so it's not...
3.5.
Depending.
My mom was driving. Record so far has been 2.5 hours.
Damn.
But there's a reason for that.
Oh?
I had a truck with dual tanks.
Oh, straight through.
Didn't have to stop for gas,
nope.
Man.
Nope.
Yeah. That's...
What'd you do in California?
Drove.
That's it.
No, actually...
What'd you do? I drove. Drove where? On the streets. Oh, fuck.
There and back home. No, I actually went down and saw some relatives. Went, that was pretty cool. And got to take a look. Goddamn, California is overgrowing even further.
What do you mean by overgrowing? Now, this is something you told me during the week, and I'm confused.
Yeah.
What do you mean by overgrowing?
Well, see, it's really interesting. Like, I'll give you an example. Freeway interchange.
Okay.
You know as well as I do that, especially when you have, like, clover leaves and stuff like that, a lot of land is wasted.
Tons of land.
Right. Well, in California, back in the late 80s, they had a big parcel of land like that, mm-hmm. where it was just, you know, wasted space. Well, they built a seafood restaurant called the Rusty Pelican there, near my house.
Right in the middle of a clover leaf.
Yeah.
That's brave.
Put it over on one side.
Uh-huh.
It had this gigantic spanning parking lot.
How do people get to it?
Well, it's right, there's an entrance right on the regular street right there.
Oh, okay.
I go back. You know what they did to the gigantic parking lot?
Huh.
Built an In-N-Out.
Shit.
I'm like, God damn.
So they got an In-N-Out burger right on top of a Rusty Pelican.
An In-N-Out in the parking lot of a seafood restaurant. That's true surf and turf.
Damn.
I know. It was a trip.
I'm hungry, and this parking lot's huge. Let's stop at In-N-Out for a small snack.
Dude, man, they've got like this huge... Yeah, you have to for the wait times for that place. It is an expensive restaurant, man.
Built on a fucking freeway? Are you Californian stupid if that's what you consider an expensive restaurant
dude,
and everybody
dude.
Wants to go there? It's on the fucking freeway.
They built a motel over a flood control channel.
What?
I kid you not. Wide flood control channel. I mean,
The LA River.
No, not the LA River.
Oh, okay.
It does go into the LA River.
Okay.
It's about half the width of the LA River, which I know it doesn't mean anything.
And for those of you who are wondering what the LA River is, if you've ever seen Terminator 2, it's the concrete area where Arnold does the motorcycle semi-truck chase.
No.
That's
no.
not it. I was only told that's the
that's
LA River.
Not, that is a kind of sort of tributary of the LA River.
Oh, excuse me. It is a tributary.
Tributary. It's another fucking storm drain that goes in.
That's exactly what the LA River is.
No, it was a river at one time until I concreted it.
You wacky Californians.
That was back in like the late 30s, early 40s. Early 40s. Right. They went ahead, they just fucking said, you know, well, we need to do flood control. You want to put in a levee? No, let's concrete everything. Brilliant. Well, land was at such a premium, they actually had a flood control channel, probably about half the span of the LA River up in Glendale.
Okay.
They fucking put pillars in. Built a hotel on top.
Why?
Because they could.
Wow. See, now, I thought it was interesting. It's like, when
they're
I was...
putting the same clover leaf I was telling you about before, another section, they're building an office building I saw.
Interesting.
In a fucking clover leaf, dude.
That's a huge clover leaf, though. I mean, that's interesting because...
They are waste of land.
They are. They're what?
They're waste of land if you use a clover leaf right there.
If you don't put anything there. So I can appreciate what they want to do, and I can really, truly appreciate what they're trying to accomplish. I really can.
Yeah.
It's just very weird to think. See, I can see office buildings, but man, I hope they don't paint them anything other than charcoal.
I know, it's going to be nasty.
Because it's going to look nasty after a little bit of time.
Yeah, I know.
How can you eat at a restaurant that is right there amongst the smog?
You can do it, man.
It blows me out of my mind. It's like having someone who's a smoker while you're eating purposely blowing cheap cigar in your face.
Well, it's a little different right there. I would rather, to be perfectly honest with you, I'd rather eat seafood next to a freeway with exhaust than, shall we say, down on the pier near backwater. The stench.
Okay, I see what you're getting at. I see what you're getting at. Where
if you're talking about the smell concern,
right? If you're talking about the smell, I'm just talking more about like okay, maybe a little bit of the smell, and a whole lot of just the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, a seafood restaurant on a freeway is about as intelligent as the seafood restaurants we have out here in the desert. So
I know. At least in LA, you're like kind of near the ocean.
Kind of near the ocean, yeah.
Went through a downtown LA and stuff. And
how was that homecoming for you? You lived down near there.
No, I didn't. I lived in the valley.
Fucking up like geographically here with you.
It's okay. You've never been there. You will soon, actually.
Yeah,
we'll have to go. Went down. The fucking haze never burns off. Now it's there at night, dude. Drove through downtown, past the new Staples Center, dude.
Really?
Fucking.
What was it,
Staples Center
before?
I don't know.
Staples Center, home of the L.A. Lakers.
Right. It used to be out elsewhere, where it was the Great Western Forum.
Okay.
You know, it's where the Lakers are. Now that you have this new Staples Center near downtown. Mm-hmm. It's actually next to the convention center.
Okay. Smart.
Dude, it's fucking just wrapped with green neon.
Why?
That's the way it looks, dude. It looks like some kind of fucking Joel Schumacher Riddler shit. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
We went through downtown, man, and stuff. That, wow. We were like...
Good or bad?
In the distance, man, you can see like a fucking faint glow in the outline of buildings through at night.
Oh, yuck.
You turn past Chavez Ravine.
Yeah.
And you go on the Harbor Freeway, right as you go, boom, underneath that one fucking overpass right there, and you come out and you're at downtown. And what you saw at the distance just as a faint glow is now looking down at you. Towering 80 stories up, man.
Jeez.
It's like, wow. But yeah.
Did you miss it? Were you glad to be home?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, Vegas is home, actually.
No, I mean, did you enjoy going there, and did you enjoy your
actually,
trip?
Yeah.
And
actually, yeah. Next time I go to L.A., it's going to have to be spread out a little bit more than that. Most definitely. But yeah, it was like, they really built a lot of shit up since I've been gone. Like, the trees are huge now, too, man. You know, eucalyptus everywhere, man. 100-foot trees off the freeway.
So they are working on trying to greenify L.A. more than they ever used to.
You know what, too, man? You know what I did notice?
I noticed that when I... Well, let me interject.
There
here.
Was no graffiti on the signs.
Wow. See, I noticed that when I was in Anaheim a couple years ago to go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. I was there, and I was amazed, and it caught me off guard as to how green. We went from San
LA,
Diego up
LA
to Anaheim.
LA is greener than Orange County now.
Wow.
It's like, fucking, whoa.
See, that caught me off guard because I always hear these nightmare stories about how L.A. is just hell.
They've changed. They're really working on it right there.
I wonder if John Carpenter's film made anything impact on him.
Who knows?
Escape from L.A.
Obey. You know what I didn't realize, too? I watched a special on South Park. Have you ever seen the episode with Timmy and the other crippled kid where they get into a fight?
Yes.
Okay. They showed it side by side. You know that is an exact copy of the fight between Roddy Piper and the black guy from They Live.
No way.
Every fucking kick, every punch is mocked exactly. They did it side by side, dude.
They did a tribute, basically.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I never noticed that until I saw it.
Hell,
dude.
I would have. Who would expect to see that? You know, who in their right mind would go, I've seen this fight before.
Yeah, I know.
What,
I know.
Two gimps? No. Aliens and a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
They Live.
So that's pretty cool that you went back to L.A. What have you been doing here in Vegas?
Been trying to rest, man. I basically today cleaned up the majority of my apartment. Then I got to go clean my car since I get my fucking door unstuck.
You know, it's one of the prides of ownership, especially of a car that has such a unique door as you.
Yeah.
You know, but we won't get into that too much.
Anyhow.
I know you're pretty pissed about that.
I am fucking furious. Anyhow.
What was I going to say? There was something... Oh, yes. Should we share with these guys what we were doing last was it Friday or
yeah,
Saturday?
Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah.
We went out test driving my new PowerBook.
And when we mean test driving, we don't mean like playing games and...
Literally testing it and driving.
Yeah.
We went war driving.
We went war driving last week.
That was very fun.
It was interesting.
Yes.
It was very, very interesting. But you appear to be completely hooked on it.
Yes, I am. I am also very guilty of war driving Interstate 15 between Las Vegas and
LA. Yeah?
And I went war driving through Glendale, Burbank, downtown. And
man. So you have all these LA IP addresses. And, let me ask you this. I know you mentioned on the website, how bad are the people for securing their web shit there?
It's really funny, man. You know, if it is secure, it's more rude.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, web enabled, yes. System name, back off. You know, stuff like that. I actually have that on my laptop downstairs.
Nice.
You can actually see that.
Back off. Ooh.
I know. But no, you know what? Stupidity and lack of security concern is uni-fucking-versal.
Uni-fucking-versal?
Yep.
You know, I can understand it. That'd be interesting, though, do that again. We'll have to do that once we get some real legitimate antennas going.
I just need the NIC adapter for it right there.
Yep. Also, another thing we had fun last week, we were actually at a place called RC Willie. To pick up a TV set for you.
That I ended up canceling.
That you ended up not getting anyway for good reason.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I was told they already had two of them returned.
Now, these were a 50-inch analog, so an older 50-inch rear projector TV.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing big. Nothing,
for $600.
I mean, nothing overly fancy, but nothing bad, you'd assume. But two of them had been returned already.
Yeah.
Well, we get there. Now, this is after we drove to the other fucking side of Las Vegas.
Yes.
I live literally up alongside one mountain.
Okay, for anybody who knows Las Vegas, and if you don't, look on a map. Trench lives up against Sunrise Mountain. We had to go up towards fucking Summerlin, up on the mountainside up there.
Part of the... I don't even know what the name of that... it's like one of the foothills to Mount Charleston.
Yeah. So if you're looking at a map, the cross streets are Charleston and Nellis.
All the way down.
Beltway and...
Desert Inn.
DI, yeah.
Beltway and DI.
We had to traverse that.
We had to cross it, so we get there. And then Claude here makes a realization. Shit, I left my phone at your house. Shit, I left my door clicker at your house.
Yeah.
What? So first we look at this. I'm thinking, okay, we'll load the TV. We have to head all the way back to my house. We have to head all the way back out. Well, then we get there. We put the TV in. We put the TV in the bed of the truck. The TV stands, I would say the TV box stood about 6 feet tall.
Yeah, it was about as tall as me.
Yeah. And it was really funny because it was standing 6 feet tall, and only maybe about a foot of it was actually in the bed of the truck. Everything else stood tall. We would have taken one left or one right turn.
Thing would have just gone thump over the side.
Totally would have.
We couldn't turn it the other way, too, you know, because then it would have just been like a giant sail, which just went flying
down. Yeah, really. We hear this thing, we'd never, our tires would start lifting off the ground.
You just need a mast on the back.
No shit.
We just need the wind, you know.
Yeah, really.
Well, Apex brand, too.
Yeah, Apex. These are the people that made the infamous DVD player that... Well, hold on. They made the infamous DVD player that had the specialized menu. You can go in and get and watch all regions, all codes. No DVD was sacred.
I have a Panasonic that does that.
Yeah, that's cool.
First generation.
Yep.
I'm never letting that go.
No. Never let that go. Keep that thing in nice condition.
Fuck, dude. Cost me $400 when it first came out.
Wow. You are an early adapter.
Even has optical outputs.
See, now that's something that never took off. Optical outputs should have taken off
it
a
is
lot gonna,
better than it is going to take off, man. I'm telling you.
When?
Dude, G5s have optical inputs and outputs now.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I did not know that at all.
Optical is going to be like a high-end thing right there. Optical only has one competitor.
Uber fucking high-end.
It can come down, dude. It's gonna optical end up being like the fucking next monster cable type thing.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah. That's how optical's gonna take off.
So, you know, the thing that gets me though is like they're talking about optical and they have all these different formats, and now they're already talking about the next generation of DVDs.
Uh huh.
Blue Laser, and they've got two different
Blue
companies
Laser.
Working on Blue Laser DVDs, gigabit DVDs. Hmm. So therefore, you could put like 8 hours on one fucking DVD.
You can do that now.
Well, I mean 8 hours of high quality. I'm saying
you can do that now.
Yeah. Okay.
Dual layer.
These aren't dual layer though. But I mean, well, I mean, if you got dual layer, then there you go, 16.
You can't burn to it though. You can only burn single layer. Dual layer is expensive to make. The stand is the best example of dual layer. The stand is to DVDs what Mike Tyson punch out was to fucking Nintendo. Okay, it's a feature that only that ever fucking used.
Got it. What feature? The glove?
No, like Mike Tyson's punch out right there. It uses some sort of graphic processor that was built into the Nintendo system.
Mm-hmm.
there's like three types of processors. There's like one for 3D overhead, one for side scroller, and one for Mike Tyson's kind of 3D rendering shit like that.
Okay.
I had a Nintendo Power which explained it, and like I saw it like on the Video Game Museum as well. There's like a book about it. Mike Tyson's Punch Out was the only one to ever do that. And as far as I know, The Stand is the only fucking dual layer DVD. For anybody at home, this is like a cool interactive thing. Check this out. Look at like hold your index finger out to you as far as you can right there. Okay. Now focus on your index finger, right? Look at it. Okay, now the wall behind you is fuzzy, right?
Right.
Okay, now focus on the wall behind it, and your index finger is fuzzy, right?
Right.
That's how dual layer works. Okay. DVD. You can't burn dual layer, though. Dual layer is expensive to make because you got to make a DVD and then layer it.
I was wrong. Rev says Blu-ray equals 27 hours of normal broadcast TV.
Wow.
Okay, I was way off. I don't know what I was reading, but
I have to look at Blu-ray.
But here's
now.
The thing, though. Are we going to have to buy fucking new media? I mean, I hope it's reverse compatible.
I really pray to,
because you know what? I'm now at the point.
Well,
I have to buy another set of music. That's gonna piss me off.
Interesting. You probably will need like a new player to like view Blu-ray, but
to
I'm pretty
Blu-ray, but
yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that
I don't.
It'll be backwards compatible, and hopefully it will play the red.
It shouldn't be a problem at all, and I'll tell you why.
Red versus blue, the irony.
Yeah, put 'em bum. I know. No, check it out, man. All you would need to do is to put two lasers side by side right there, and they'll still use the same reflectors on the opticals.
That's true.
If you needed to, it would just be the receiver which needs to be able to translate that. I have no problem with it being backwards compatible. I think it should be able to be.
That's cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then we went the war drive and the TV. But let's
got a car adapter for the iBook too, the power book.
How did that work?
Works great. Cool. Cost me $80.
Jesus!
Kensington's the only one that makes it.
Hmm. Well, you could use it on flights.
Fucking Monopoly. Yeah, it comes with the adapter too.
Yeah.
Where I can just go click, unplug it, and it goes right into the airplane
thing. Nice.
Of course, only, domestics don't actually use that.
No, they don't.
You know,
some do.
Rare.
Yeah. Hey, real quick though. I guess they are backwards compatible. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Reverse spiral dual layer. Merlin. Oh, I remember Merlin. That was at NBC TV. Fucking.
Merlin. Hmm? Explain.
NBC TV show that they had with the guy, Sam O'Neill, playing Merlin. It was a miniseries. It was lots of special effects for a TV movie. TV miniseries movie. Anyhow.
All I remember was Fox had their interactive television.
Which was?
They had the Bundys and... Bundys. They had Married with Children and some other show in 3D. And
cool.
There was one show, I can't remember what it was, and the other was Living Single. No, I remember what it was. It was Married with Children, and Revenge of the Nerds were in 3D. Living Single had Smell-O-Vision, and so did Revenge of the Nerds.
Jesus. Yeah. I don't even want to know. Hey, actually, one other thing, though, we had to laugh at. Last week, when we were at the place there with the TV set, I noticed the sign. You know what?
What are there less...
Sometimes I always wonder. I mean, I know I can't spell. I mean, anybody who's seen me in the chat room, anybody who reads Spankwagon will know that is me spelling it and me writing almost everything on
there. Yeah,
it's
remedial English chat whenever Trench gets
whenever I'm on there, it's horrible. My spelling is shit. But I know when words are misspelled, and I try not to make the mistake of misspelling words that just common people who are not... Chat is okay, because you know what? Chat, you can slack off, but I don't write a sign.
A sign telling people to pull their vehicles.
Vehicles forward. And it was funny, dude, because we're looking at it, it's like, vehicle. And this is a hand-painted sign on a wooden post.
Say it with Krylon.
Yep. On a cardboard, it was but they try to make it look all professional. It was okay. I'm like, okay, fine. But I looked at it, I was like, and I looked over to Claudio, dude, is that thing spelled wrong, or am I just stupid? And he's like, holy shit, that's wrong. And one of the people we were talking to that worked there started busting up. And they're like, oh my god, someone can't spell.
Yeah.
And we got into this whole thing about how it was English. You know, we were laughing. It was English. Then we see the dude who wrote the sign.
It's this Filipino guy.
We're like, yeah.
Which made it even worse.
Yeah. So. I just want to point out, if you're gonna write signs in public, spell check.
What happened was the guy heard you and he ducked out. Especially when you make fun of him, you told him to storp. another joke right there. What? Somebody else in the back right there heard you and I and everybody else talking about that, making fun of it. Then they went out and saw a sign, and once they pulled it inside, they threw it in the compactor.
Yeah! Right on. They heard my storp.
Yeah.
Because storp. We were laughing because they started closing one of the main gates, and it was one of those garage doors, and I'm like,
roller door.
I'm like, oh, you better get in. You better dive under the door. And they're like, well, it might crush us. And I go, no, just yell, storp, storp.
Storp. Because it was the guy rolling.
Because it was the
out.
Guy who couldn't
Same
write
one.
The sign.
God, that was.
Everyone was rolling. I mean, everyone was losing their lunch and rolling.
Yeah, and this guy was like, I'm seriously hella embarrassed.
Hella embarrassed.
But he deserved it, man. What can you say? I mean, fuck.
My insensitivity bled through. You were proud.
Hey, man, that was good. It was a red letter day for you, making fun of people.
Storp. So they
gerb.
They put it in the trash compactor.
Put it in the fucking trash compactor.
Wow, the whole thing, not even taking the cardboard sign off.
Maybe they took it off. Okay. I don't know, but
because that was like a lot of wood.
Yeah,
bolts.
They threw it away in the trash compactor. That's what I hear after I went back up there. That's what my mom said.
Serves them right. Anyhow. I think we're going to go ahead and cut to a break. We are going here, and you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Hey, I know only we only have a few people listening.
Oh, don't plug the site then. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Sorry. I know we only have a couple people listening right now because we're starting at such an early hour. If you are from Ars Anime, thank you for tuning in. Get your butt over in the chat room. We could do mad props. If you're listening to us and you're thinking that you're hearing just the intro... Or just that half hour I play before the show? No, this is the show.
That's right. Think again. We're live.
We are live.
Live.
And direct.
Live.
We're going to also, right before I can take this break, we're going to come back, do some more chatting. And all I have to say is at 7 o'clock, or not 7 o'clock because I'm used to my old hours, on six yes. at 6 o'clock.
The 6 o'clock hour.
You're going to hear...
Kilroy.
Yeah,
we have a new What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Yeah.
And it's a good one. So we'll be playing that at 7 o'clock as part of Spankwagon Radio. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in a few moments, folks. You are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back. It is one to be loved.
Being free. So-
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I show speaks loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your hand with me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but thing, let me light your candle, calls a mama, I'm sure all the hand and now just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
I mean, I'm sorry. The Watchmen is a really great comic book talking about the social structure of heroes and villains at the time and who's on whose side.
At what time?
It all made up story time, like Nixon's still president in like 84 and shit like that. And they're about to go to nuclear war. Yeah, it's pretty fucked. It's a good book. I mean, it's a good combo. It's actually like a 12-issue maxi series from DC back in the 80s, by Alan Moore and Steve Gibbons.
The dude's on the back. That's Dave Gibbons. Gibbons.
Sorry, I'm thinking of someone else. Anyhow,
I have the last name. Yeah.
Really, really good story. If you want to borrow and read it,
so
great.
If Nixon would have been president,
I think that's what it was in there. Yeah,
in 1984, cars would have been able to fly. That's what you're saying.
No, but okay. Well, that's not a car.
What
it's
is
like
that?
A superhero ship, so, you know. And superheroes
so Nixon,
have technologies that, you know. Superhero, okay, the worst thing about comics.
Technologies.
They have technology that is just over the top.
Superman didn't have technology.
Yeah, he does. He had Fortress of Solitude.
That was a fucking house, dude.
Dude, that was a fucking, like, iceberg that he created out of a crystal. Again,
it's that technology. It's a house, man.
That's technology.
Hey.
Fucking a house is technology.
Dude, homeboy's up in Alaska right now just built a fucking ice hotel, okay? They just built the fucking Shade to Solitude up in Alaska, all right?
Yeah, they can't. Oh, yeah, but you know what? The fire marshal said they can't use it and they can't have people staying there.
They're gonna redo it.
How the fuck are you going to have a fire in a hotel made of ice? That's what I want to know.
Hey, man. I suppose it could be possible, whatnot. They're actually bypassing that. They're not opening it as a hotel or saying it's a work of art, therefore it's protected by the Endowment for the Arts. And
okay, that's cool.
Point is, though, okay, man, just because these guys are able to build a fucking hotel out of ice, their fucking, you know, little fucking Fortress of Solitude, check out by 11 a.m., does not mean that they're superheroes.
Oh my god, you're trying to really read way too much into a comic book.
All right.
You're reading way too much. Comic books, it's like that t-shirt I have, suspend your disbelief, okay? Just let go of what you want, of the reality. Just enjoy the comic book for what it is. A fictional story. Just like the Reagan movie. A fictional story, okay?
Well, I didn't really enjoy that, but...
Oh my god. And you won't enjoy every comic book you come across.
Probably not, dude.
You know, that's just the way it is.
You know, Richie Rich.
I figured it, Casper the Ghost.
Top Dog.
Top Dog, yeah.
Yeah. That's your fantastic foursome.
Put this away.
Alright. Anyhow.
Hey, you're back with Spankwagon Radio, only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Alright, folks. Actually, you know what? A little bit of a conversation. I don't know, maybe we can spark up a debate here. But it's something
there's always room for debate in Spankwagon. Unless it's a rare occasion when we agree and we're like, what now?
Yeah, really. I was reading an article today,
He was reading an article.
Oh, God, here we go. It's the man in the booth. I like it in the booth. I was reading an article, and they were talking about down in Phoenix, there's a dude who owns a McDonald's franchise. Next door to the McDonald's franchise. Oh, no, this is, I'm sorry, not in Arizona. This is over in Silicon Valley. I'm way
when
off.
You own a franchise in Silicon Valley.
He is putting in what's called a McCafe.
A McCafe.
It is a...
Is that called a dining area?
No, hold on. It is a... I kid you not, it's a competitor to Starbucks. They serve coffees.
This is authorized by McDonald's Corporation?
Yes, it is.
Really?
They serve coffees, pastries, and legitimate sandwiches, not burgers. Roast beef, sandwiches, you know, things that you could find in like a little cafe or a Starbucks or both. And it's a McDonald's. It's owned by McDonald's Corporation. It's a McDonald's subsidiary. The McCafe is a big golden arches. All out to get that Starbucks dollar.
You know, if it's profitable in the food industry, McDonald's wants to take it over.
But
how's the coffee in comparison to Starbucks?
You know what? From what I've heard, now I saw something on TV a couple days ago. This is the first time I heard about a McCafe. It was like talking about the best coffee shops in the world.
Yeah.
Or best McDonald's in the world. Yeah. And the one was a McCafe. And they said it was not bad. You know, and I'm kind of going, what the fuck? You know, what are they going
to
have?
How long do you think it takes to also make it super spilling hot coffee on themselves?
That's exactly what I was thinking
that's
about.
That's total irony,
I'm
too.
I'm going, wait a minute. This is McDonald's. The McDonald's that says, hey, your coffee's too hot. You can't have it. And they're now selling coffee. But
wow.
the logic is the guys opened in Silicon Valley because, and I love this, is a quote from there was, Yuppie parents don't all want to eat burgers with their kids.
There's still yuppies up there?
Yeah. I was surprised, too. I figured they're called dot bombers.
I almost... Dot bombers.
Dot bombers and
wow,
dot bombers.
Did you just fucking get that up on the fly?
Yeah.
Dot bombers.
Dot bombers. Dot bombers. That's what I meant to say. Dot bombers.
Dot bombers. It's like the... That's like a
WWW.
That's like a soccer mom that's wired in.
Ooh, a soccer mom with a PDA.
Okay,
I'm a dot mommer. Okay, kids, we gotta go tick 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 tick. They have the PDA out, and they're going, okay, we gotta schedule this, schedule that.
Okay, 10 minutes till we read you a bedtime story, and I'd like to finish this tonight, Billy, but I don't have time. I have to work your father in. All right, you know. Dot mommers.
Dot mommers.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, Chewy has our wrap up so far because Red Room joined the room. And goes, what have blah blah blah? What have I missed? So far, silly comic night, start war driving, DVD stuff, ridiculing Philippines.
We did not ridicule a Philippines. We ridiculed a Filipino.
Ooh, so the islands are safe from us.
Yes, we're not MacArthur yet. We shall return.
Oh, yeah. Reverend. By the way, Pepkin says, "Fuck you and God bless." Okay.
I'm sure. Yes, he's. Attending.
I think that's actually. Oh, that is to us. Okay.
Yes.
Fuck you and I don't know.
Yeah.
But again, McDonald's.
Thanks for the attempt to warm the cockles of my heart.
Yes. Again, and the subcockles. Holy, holy. Anyhow, so a McDonald's that serves coffee. Would you go to this?
McDonald's serves coffee now.
Well, I mean, like a McDonald's that's a Starbucks. A Starbucks McDonald's, McBucks. Hey!
McBucks.
Ka-ching! They don't sell anything. You just drop money on the counter. It's a McBucks.
I'm frightened now, dude.
But they
my McJob pays me McBucks.
I'm making big McBucks now.
Let me ask you something, dude. Close your eyes and visualize this, okay?
Visualize. You're not going to whip anything out.
No.
I'm not getting it.
We're tasting fruit. No.
Ah!
And everybody at playing the home game, do this too.
Close your eyes, fuckers.
And would I eat coffee? Or would I? Coffee beans. Yeah. Would I get coffee at a McDonald's? Okay. Picture this. Venti caramel frappuccino. 20-piece chicken McNuggets.
Well,
there we go.
No, here's the thing, though.
With barbecue sauce.
No, here's the thing, though. What it is, let me actually read this article that I found.
Pastries, yeah. A fucking apple pie.
The McCafe sits next to his McDonald's franchise in Silicon Valley in the San Francisco area. Instead of Big Macs and fries, the McCafe workers will start serving skinny double mochas with roast beef and balsamic vinegar on fry.
Yuck!
And
roast beef and balsamic vinegar?
What's the focaccia bread?
Yuck.
You know, that kind of sandwich. So here we have a McDonald's.
Right, it sounds more like Mick Pretentious.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Right there. Mick Pretentious. Because you have this McDonald's that's serving and has the kids and has the fucking fry guys. And then you have right next door.
And by the way.
A Starbucks looking place. Pretentious. Yeah. Mick Pretentious. So you know
they're
what?
They're not connected.
They are in some places.
No, they. You know what they should do? They should have one giant McDonald's. Like on one side, they got the fucking McDonald's. On the other side, they got the McStarbucks or whatever. And
McBucks.
Right, McBucks, yeah. And right in the center, they should have the fucking Playland.
They said that they're putting these together and they are building them together, but they're keeping the atmosphere separate. Such as, hold on, they've in the McCafe, they've upgraded the surroundings. No plastic benches. The restaurant features plush love seats and mood lighting. But the owner states that they're non-exclusive to coffee snobs. Instead of Starbucks-like sizes like tall, grande, and venti, McCafe drinks will be offered in small, medium, and large. Okay, but you still have roasted beef with balsamic vinegar on focaccia bread. You're still a mixed snob.
Will there be new McDonald's characters? Or will they just, like, fucking kind of cross over?
Grimace will start walking around, holding up the pinky, drinking a latte with a...
I still don't know what Grimace is, man.
Grimace is purple. He was supposed to be, like, the representation of a shake, from my understanding, from, like, what I read online a long time ago, like, history shit. McDonald's in history.
But he's... A Grimace is, like...
He's a big purple blob.
But a Grimace is a sad, mean face, and he's a happy character. It doesn't make sense.
He was supposed to be a bad guy. In his inception, he was supposed to be a bad guy. Could you see, though, you know, Hamburglar, instead of, he's
thinking that, you know, the fucking
Bean Burglar, you know, he's going to be...
Bean Burglar.
Yeah. Robble, robble, ah, robble, robble!
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Beavis and... Never mind.
Well, what I'm thinking of right there is fucking, you know, the McDonald's characters, you know, the fucking, you know, Birdie and, you know, the Hamburglar and everybody, you know, doing, like, the fucking coffee skit from The State, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Need more McCoffee! You know?
coffee. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, basically...
We're going... Yeah, I'm sorry, the we're going to sell confectionaries. Yeah, apple pies. Give me a fucking break.
You know, and that's the thing. That's the thing.
But can you order? Can you order both items? Let's say...
Yes.
Let's say I'm a dot mom. Okay?
Okay.
Let's say I'm a dot mom. I got my little screaming heathens in the back.
And if anybody hears dot mom out there, fuck you, it's ours.
Right. We got to record it. Although it's probably not in the collective because the government knows.
Yes.
All right. I'm going through the drive-thru. I need two Happy Meals and a McCoffee.
Yes.
Can I get them both through?
They're saying at this point you can. Now, I don't know how that's going to work out.
Mm.
But here, because
especially with their automated drink system.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Here's the thing, though. You can take your food from a McDonald's if they're connected and walk over and have a, eat your chicken nuggets while drinking your caramel crap.
I'm just wondering about through the drive-thru.
My question is, what the fuck, though? Why does McDonald's want this market so bad?
Because it's money. Because it's money.
But why this?
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense, all right? You're up in the morning, right?
Okay.
You're tired and you're groggy. What do you want more? Sausage McMuffin with regular coffee, or Starbucks sounds better than just regular coffee, and I can get whatever else there. They want to dominate the market. It's
okay.
Not,
your turn to play the game. And everybody at home, close your eyes and think of this.
Right.
Close your eyes.
I think I know it's coming. I hope it doesn't involve it. All right.
Imagine that same caramel frappuccino. Vente size. And yes, picture your favorite delectable meal. Your McGriddle.
I'll be puking outside of
my car. Because here you're drinking that coffee, you're chewing the McGriddle. That's disgusting! What are they thinking? You know what? There's going to be very little crossover aside from the dot moms taking their McBrats to one side to get their meal.
McBrats.
Back over to get, you know.
Dot moms and McBrats.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's exactly what it is. ding, latte's done.
Ding, latte's done.
Ding, latte done. I work at McCafe.
Would you like some fun with that? Would you like some fun with that?
I'm working. Don't eat the bell.
Don't eat the bell.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, there you go, folks. And this is in San Francisco. You know what this means? If this fucking thing takes off, it's going to be worse than the idea of putting McDonald's in Walmart.
But that is exactly why they want to do it. Because in the morning, Starbucks is sucking away too much of McDonald's lucrative business for the breakfast crowd. When you wake up in the morning, what would you sacrifice?
I can't drink Starbucks. It makes me ill. Okay. Because of the
So it's not easy for me to say this to you, but we'll say this to the chat room right there then.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody else in the collective. What sounds better, okay? A sausage or biscuit right there?
Mm-hmm.
Or with regular McDonald's coffee? Or perhaps a Starbucks coffee, whatever is your favorite flavor, plus a small pastry. Starbucks is sucking away too much of McDonald's business for their breakfast shift. It's exactly why they're doing it right there. It is exactly why.
Yeah, I can understand it completely. And I mean, mm-hmm. I don't eat a McDonald's, and because I notice I'm agreeing here, like with Red Rum, she don't eat McDonald's, and you know, I don't either.
I know.
I'm a minority though, because you know I'm one of those pretentious fucks that says I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm better than you.
No, I understand.
I'm not meaning it like that. I'm saying my stomach can't handle. Your stomach can't handle McDonald's anymore.
McGriddles.
It's
just
like a fucking
throw
age thing.
Out.
The minute you get to a certain age.
Oh, I know.
Fuck it.
Red Rum's proof of that too, man. Because she would say like as a kid.
Oh, and Red Rum, there is a daycare called McBrats. It's the Playland. Duh.
Thank you. You know what, dude? I've always wanted to do that. If I ever, like, you know, had the money, dude, I want to build a gigantic
McDougal's?
Fucking ball pit for my house, dude.
Oh,
the big slide and shit for like a
adult size. Yeah, but you got out here in fucking Vegas, you'd have to spray down each one of those balls because, you know, the spiders would just start nesting like crazy in there.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool? Like a
fucking
ball pit,
desert spiders.
Ball pit for drunk people at a casino or at a club. Wouldn't that be bitching? and spray foam out there and
just foam and balls and.
Who the fuck is calling me?
I don't know, but it's a happy cell phone.
949-637.
You just read that on the air?
Sorry, I gotta know.
Wow.
Oh, shit, I know who this is. I can't take the call right now. Fuck. It's actually an important DeLorean contact.
Oh.
Remember that number, folks. It's in the archive.
It's okay, man. That was only the area code.
Oh.
Okay, so anyhow, God damn, that was like
1-800 eat my what?
Thank you for stopping me in the middle of that right there, actually. Thank you. So anyhow,
I don't know. You know what? What kind of thinking of coffees though. Let's diverge.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is just to, I'm not trying to get the final word in, and I like no.
Yeah, you are.
You and Red Rum cannot like totally really 100% right there. So I know it's not going to be the best right. to argue with, but yeah, just step outside of it and look at it lucratively like that.
I don't know, and I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand financially what they're trying to go to, you know, get some extra McCash in the McCoffers, but still.
That's a good one, dude. Actually, all you have to do is say Mick,
in front of everything. And
instant comedy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Ronald wants a McBlowjob.
Here's the proof. Rev was doing it earlier, and he was told, this is a quote from Reverend Hammer in the chat room, which is at irc.slashnet.org, Spankwagon's a room. I was told by the McManagement at McDonald's that I would have a great McCareer if I worked there. So while I was working at McHell, I got McFucked out of my great McCareer. So I told them to McBlow me.
You should, like, write a letter, Rev.
And that's just it. Anything with McDonald's. No. Who has a DeLorean on their Sims game? Anywho, Red Room better expand them on that.
Hmm.
Anywho.
I'm just thinking, why would anybody hire Rev? Want to fire Rev?
Why would anybody hire Rev? Why would anybody hire Rev?
Fire.
Yes. Like some fries with that.
What? What'd you say?
Some fries with that.
Can I just get a tall fry?
Do you want fries with that?
Can I get a tall fry?
Please speak up, sir.
Forget this. I'm going to Starbucks.
Stop making fun of me.
All right.
3 in the morning, dude. You know, he's cleaning up, dude. It's fucking karaoke, you know, on the fucking drive-thru.
You be gone! Yeah, you go!
Oh, fuck. I can't even take a drink of my soda. That's harsh. That's so harsh.
Sorry.
We do like our listeners.
Yeah.
We really, really like, do. All of you. We just like pissing on people.
I know. One day you'll find yourself with no friends. So what? No readings. Ah, repent!
Hey, also, actually, I think we'll go a little longer.
I'm curious, what kind of nasty things has Red Rum been doing to our Sims?
I have no.
Got the nude sex pack.
Better strike that from the news.
It'd be cool, man. You could do like a whole orgy scene.
Yeah. With Sims, get a fucking life. There are a million fucking people out here.
I wonder if you could do bestiality with a Sims pet pack.
God! Only you would think of that. Hey,
dude, that'd be cool, man. The burglar could become a serial rapist.
Oh, my God. The burglar, all he does, if I remember correctly, in The Sims is run in, sets everything off. Cops show up because I put alarms in my houses, but
I learned the hard way not to do it, to buy the alarm. Woke up one morning, my Sims are broken poor. I'm clicking, wake up, fucker, wake up. Wouldn't wake up. I'm like, fucking idiot. You just got robbed.
Mm-hmm. Totally robbed. Huh.
Cool.
See, I don't even have any of the expansions or any updates. I quit playing. I think I got Hot Sims.
Sims Hot Day?
Sims Hot Day is the last one I got, and I said, you know what? This is great, but this is getting really dull.
You know what? I bought The Sims with the best of intentions, and I played it for 3 days straight. Then said, God, man, I could have...
You could have been spending with 3 days with real people.
With what fucking lives I've simulated for 3 days with fake people, I could have fucking experienced my own real one.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing
The Sims have over real people is they're instantaneously more outgoing for the initial meet-and-greet contact. Other than that...
Yeah, you can't really learn much from The Sims. You know, I can't walk up to a hot chick and go, hey, Harshverkvar.
Boat.
No.
Dollar sign. House. Cloud. Strike through. You know, and the thing...
And only the fucking true gamer geeks are going to get that.
Total. People play that game way too much. But you know what? The thing is, The Sims, though, well, I'll be sitting there, and I what I like to do, I just build. I love playing with the tools and all the different packs and all this stuff, and I'll build all these fucking fancy houses, or I'll go downtown, and I figured out a couple cheats around the how to build walls, so I'll put, like, four pillars up in a wall, and then I'll put a second story up, and I'll furnish the second story. It's like a big fucking club or a big fucking restaurant. And then I'll go down, and I'll leave the four pillars, but I'll take out the bottom wall. And that's it. That's all there is to it, you know?
House on stilts.
House on stilts. Only four stilts. And, you know, I'm playing, and I'm going, okay, this is fun. This is cool. Okay, fine. Yeah. And I'm noticing that the minute you build anything, like, you can build your house, and you're in your house, and you're, oh, blah, 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 oh! He's liking the furniture and all that shit. Oh, you know, he's hating the furniture and shit.
Yeah, my female sim hated the furniture I put in.
Shit, anybody hates your furniture. But anyhow,
I redecorated the bedroom with neon flamingos and a moose head. Fucking goes, hurr! And one goes,
I know. That is so accurate. Anyhow, but the thing is, though, the Sims will walk up to your door, bing bong, and you just meet people. I'm going, fuck, people do that out here in Vegas. Bing bong, home invasion, lock.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's just not going to
happen. That'd be cool, dude, the Sims crime pack.
One of your jobs is a life of crime. You're a robber, a burglar, or something.
Well, one of them already is.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, home invasion.
Home invasion.
Rapist and car, you know. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. If we actually have carjacking, we go... Grand Theft Sim.
Grand Theft Sim.
Grand Theft Auto Sim City.
Hey, hey. But would they have a soundtrack, or would it just be Sim Talks in singing mode?
You'd have generic karaoke tracks with that shit over it for lyrics.
Mama na ha ma hey.
Harshway, harshim prayawa, harshway prayawa.
Alright, folks. Here's what we're going to do right now. It's a 6 o'clock hour. Which is normally the 7 o'clock hour, which is heading to our second hour. But today we got a special, special fucking treat.
Let's pretend we're off the coast of whatever today.
Off the coast? No, we're just...
I had something cool
to say. We're just off the track.
That's something cool to say, and I just lost it. Fuck.
Don't worry about it. We all have it happen. I'm going to play Kilroy. We have the latest Kilroy that's out. It's called Love, Hate, Quit. I'll let him explain it to you. It is Kilroy here at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
And you're listening to Redundancy Radio. No, Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Okay, you can. Okay, I don't have to say Spankwagon and have you say that all the time. Okay, so let me say it. Spankwagon Radio. Thank you. All right, folks.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back.
November 12th, 2003. I have smoked my last freaking cigarette. Aren't you lucky? You get to listen. Oh, man, this is gonna fucking suck. I'm westbound on Highway 20 in my personal vehicle after spending a very freaky day in Waterloo. I'm headed to my girlfriend's house for a quick 2.5 hour snooze before having to get up, drive for another hour to pick up somebody's semi, and drive it to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Drop it off for him, and then wait to hitch a ride back with a different semi driver. And that's the thing that really sucks, because I associate smoking with driving big time. It's 9:02 p.m. It's been 8 minutes. I don't feel any better yet. I don't. It's 9:04 p.m. now, and I'm just starting to get my first real craving. It's been what, 8 minutes? Fuck, I'm weak. Okay, it helps that I threw them out the window. Both packs. I don't have any cigarettes whatsoever in the car. And furthermore, there are no stores to buy cigarettes at for another 10 minutes. By which time, maybe the craving will have gone. It's been 8 minutes and I need a cigarette! Oh, God. Okay, well, hey, no problem. I smoke a lot, you know, and I am driving. I can do this. Furthermore, I really wish I had a small hamster to just squeeze right now, so I could just hear it scream and relieve a little bit of my stop smoking stress. I'm doing this thing where I catch myself reaching up with my right hand to pat my left breast pocket where I've kept my cigarettes for the last 23 years without even realizing it. I mean, I know I'm not smoking anymore. I know I don't even have any cigarettes because I threw them out the window 12 minutes ago. And still my body is just acting on its own. It's acting with a mind of its own and just reaching for smokes. It's 9:11 p.m. I just did it again. The whole reaching up to grab the cigarettes out of my pocket thing without thinking about it. Fuck! Incidentally, 9:11 happens to be the exact time when I last woke up. 24 hours ago. I've been up for 24 hours now. Lovely. That'll help. Definitely, that'll help. Being really tired and vulnerable. This is Gilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Rockwell City, Iowa. The golden buckle on the Corn Belt. This is the first town that I'm going through after quitting smoking that has a store that's open that's selling cigarettes. Oh, fuck. Man. Oh, there it comes. Oh, it's a Casey's. It's a Casey's. Maybe I should just throw all my money out the window, too. What, I've got close to $600 on me right now. I could afford the shit out of a pack of cigarettes. Boy, I could really smoke the shit out of some cigarettes right now. Okay, there goes Casey's. Made it. I feel very anxious. Oh, okay. One more store to get by. Bastard stores. It's a come and go. And, here it comes. Up on the right, they've got good smoke deals in there. In fact, if I may, they've got a new kind of cheap cigarette right now called Checkers. I believe what they do is they take old cigarettes that have gone stale, and they reconstitute them with preservatives and stuff and repack them. And then they can sell them for like $1.79 a pack. Sure, they suck. They taste like shit. They're dry. They're crackly. They're really rough. They're harsh. They suck. Smoking them will give you asthma if you don't have it. I mean, you'll just have an asthma attack. You just light up, have an asthma attack. But That's one of the things that's so great about them. And I'd really like, oh, I would love so much right now to just put one of those in my mouth and, you know, do that little thing with my lighter, you know, that have the fire and just touch the fire to the end. There it goes. There it goes, come and go. I'm feeling lightheaded. And just suck that first lung full of smoke in and close my eyes and count to seven and wait for that rush of my blood vessels contracting. Okay, well. Hey, does anyone need a cigarette? It's freaking 9:26 p.m. and I'm having a really serious one right now, serious Jones for a smoke. You know that? How do I describe this? It's like I can't catch my breath. Oh, what a bad time to hit a town. This is Kilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Lytton, Iowa, the hottest little town for business in the state. The store in this town is a Sparky's One Stop. They've got really good, cheap Marlboros in that store. Oh, Marlboros are so yummy. Hey, one of the two packs that I threw out the window earlier, in fact, it would be 28, 29, 30, 34 minutes ago. What's a package of Marlboros? Is a package of Marlboros and a package of USA Golds that I just had on me for bumming to other people. Okay, well, I'm through Lytton. I made it. 7 miles to the next town. I really need a smoke. Hey, 9:30 p.m. The first real craving has ended. I can do this. I'm going to drink 3 gallons of Mountain Dew a day, and I'll probably have to take up heroin, but I think I can do this. This is Kilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Sac City, Iowa, a place to grow. Some people say a place to grow weird. Yeah, other people say, will the last person leaving Sac City please shut off the lights and lock the doors? Well, it's 9:34 p.m., and there are 4 open stores in this town. But ever since 9:30, when I was in that last town, I haven't had any cravings. I'm feeling really positive about this. But I'm also, like, scared about the next craving. I mean, that one was pretty bad, and God, that's just the beginning, you know? Well, who do you think it is?
Hi.
Hi. Guess what I did at 8:54?
What?
Guess.
What?
Do you have any food?
Yeah. Did you quit your job?
No.
What?
Quit my job.
Last time.
Why do you just automatically assume I quit my job?
Last time you showed up unexpected on a Wednesday night is because you quit your job.
That was a shitty job.
I know.
I threw all my cigarettes out the window.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many?
2 packs. And I didn't do that bargaining with myself, going to smoke them all. And I didn't do that. I'm going to smoke one more and then start evenly at 9 o'clock thing. I just did it.
2 whole packs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was more like 1.5. Yeah.
Oh, fucking A. At what time?
8:54. Oh, I had a serious one at like 9:24. Going through Rockwell. But yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
I'm going to do at least
20. Happy for me.
Oh, for you.
Yeah.
9:54 p.m. 1 hour. It has been 1 hour since I threw both packs of cigarettes out the window. But I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I can feel one coming on. I can feel one coming on, but I'm going to be okay. I've already eaten over a pound of food. which means I'm only going to eat 24 pounds of food a day, so maybe it's time to start liking rice cakes. Oh yeah, 9:59 p.m. Here comes another one. It's happening. Maybe it's just the stress of having to listen to the damn mixer bowl. Oh, if I only had a small hamster to just very slowly crush in the palm of my hand right now. Which I'm not gonna do, because I'm not gonna smoke. I'm done. Oh, with the mixer. I have to leave this room. It's 10:02 p.m. and it is really starting to hit hard. I'm just getting ready to go get an hour and a half of sleep before going to work. I can do this. I can do this. The stores are closing in 58 minutes. Then I won't have a choice. Unless somebody at work has a cigarette. Yeah, maybe someone at work will have a cigarette they can bum me. 12:10 a.m. I'm awake, but just barely. Oh man, you know, I could break down and buy a pack of cigarettes right now. I think if I saw a part of a cigarette, or happened to have part of a cigarette on me, I would probably smoke it right now. Yeah, waking up wanting a cigarette thing. Oh, you get to be with me when I'm doing my one of my psycho, I'm almost late for work runs. It is 12:12 a.m. I'm really tired. I'm in Sac City, Iowa. God, I bet I sound drunk. 12:12 a.m. I'm trying to get to Carroll. Hopefully by 1 o'clock so I can just roll out with that new semi. It is 12:23 and I'm just right now sort of bypassing a little town called Auburn on my way to work. 12:23 a.m., by the way. November 13th. And I just spilled half a can of extremely exceptionally ice-cold vanilla Coke straight into my lap. I mean, right. I'm getting a vanilla Coke enema right now, basically. Thank you. God damn it! This would be easier if I had some pot! 12:29. This is a bad one. Holy fuck. Do I need a cigarette? Oh, I just get the shivers just wanting a cigarette. I don't get the false impression that each and every craving is the worst, because that's not exactly how it goes, but fuck. Oh, I just feel frustrated right now. I just fucking need a cigarette. That and to pass this slow asshole in front of me. This jerk-off just fell asleep. Just fell the fuck asleep. I just about watched him die. I still might yet watch him die. Holy shit. Oh, it's like Invasion of the Day of the Dumbasses who only drive 50 miles an hour around here. It's fucking 12:37 a.m. and I'm just fine. Just fine. I don't need any freaking cigarettes. It is 31.7 miles from my girlfriend's back door to the parking lot at work. A little route analysis. 3, 4, about 4 miles of it is 25 zone. 2 miles of it is gravel. And there are 5 stop signs. I did the 31 miles in 27 minutes. Tonight's assignment, since I've got to, holy shit, this truck only has 20 miles on it. Single axle tractor, single axle trailer, empty, all the way to Sioux Falls from Carroll, in high wind. This is going to be a blast. Little 24-foot trailer. This thing is such a cute little truck. Oh, what a cute little truck. 1:35 a.m. November 13, 2003. I just got done with particularly bad Jones for smoke. Smoke craving, nicotine withdrawal symptom. It was really easily the most devastating one so far. That's from about 1:20 until now, of course. 15 whole minutes. Oh, Jesus, it sucked. I can still feel it. There's still waves of it going through me, like tremors, like aftershocks. I just have this urge to just fucking scream. Just fucking scream. It's 1:42 a.m. I didn't think another craving could start so closely on the heels at the end of the last one. It's only been 7 minutes. God, it's back like a stomach cramp, like a death in the family. Oh, I just fucking need a cigarette. 7 minutes later. Who am I kidding? I'm sitting here looking forward to 8:49 p.m. tonight. You know, I'm sitting here like formulating how many hours it is till I officially finish the 24 hours that I'm recording for the show so that I can smoke a cigarette again. I ain't quitting. God, I'm such a loser. 2:16 in the morning. Here comes another one. This one's just creeping on. I don't know how bad it's going to be. I'll keep you informed, since that's why you're listening. Oh, this sucks. Well, this is Kill Ray McFadden, of course. Naturally, it would be no one else, would it? It's 2:21 a.m. November 13, 2003. There are no stores open in this town. None. And now that it's after 2, there are no bars open in this town. So this town is a big closed wasteland of no smokage. And I hate it. Ugh. Hey, but at least I get to try Correctionville Hill, which is sort of a performance benchmark test for semis. Oh, I didn't just say where I worked. I'll edit it out. Or I'll beep it. Since we go by there all the time. I'm expecting this one to kick ass, because this is a really fast truck. Okay, there was a craving. Holy shit! That started at 2:41. Hey, everybody. I just blew by a police officer in a 55 zone going 80. And he didn't even blink! Who am I kidding? It's 2:41 in the morning. He's probably asleep. 3:07 a.m. November 13, 2002. I feel empty. I feel just a growing emptiness. I think about a life without my friends.
The cigarettes.
I think about a life without my friends.
The cigarettes.
I can't even contemplate that life. What am I going to do without cigarettes? What the hell am I going to do without cigarettes? I won't be able to, like, go boating, skateboarding, road tripping. Without cigarettes, I can't do anything. I'm going to be paralyzed with inaction. God, I can't even sit around and watch TV. I can't do anything. I feel like somebody's died. Only I don't know. No. I feel like somebody's died, and I don't know who it is. I just know that somebody's dead. It's that whole vague uneasiness, unnerved feeling. Oh, no, wait, fuck. This is just the start of another craving. Okay, cool. 3:07. It's official.
Prescriptions that often don't work. We'll rush you the all-natural smoke-away system that's sweeping the country, and we guarantee you will be smoke-free in just 7 days, or it won't cost you a dime. Smokeaway's amazing all-natural herbal formula works to completely eliminate your desire for nicotine in 1 week, just like it has for thousands nationwide.
After I got the Smokeaway program, I have never even wanted another cigarette. I've smoked for 24 years, and I quit smoking in 3 days after using Smokeaway.
Don't be a slave to cigarettes anymore. Quit smoking for good. The safe, all-natural Smokeaway. Call now to receive our special 50% radio discount. 1-800-219-2492. That's 1-800-219-2492. Money back if you want cigarette free in just 7 days. Call toll free. 1-800-219-2492. That's 1-800-219-2492.
What's that number?
How's it
going? Well, that's interesting. Earlier, well, it seems like a long time ago to me, but there was that craving I had at 307, and now I'm getting one at 319. They seem to be coming in sets of two. There's like a minor one, and then a big one. And this is the start of a big one. I actually feel kind of sick. I want a cigarette so bad. I'm actually kind of almost physically ill. Look at that, or I'm just really tired. No, can't be really tired. Hey, 3:28 a.m. That one didn't last very long. You know, all of a sudden I feel sorry for Michael Jackson. Okay, it's 4:14 a.m. I am in Sioux Falls, actually nearly in the heart of it, at the airport anyway. There should be about 5 minutes left of history, if I'm reading history right, until my next craving. I'm getting really tired. I'm really glad this drive is over. Hey, look at that. It's 206 miles from Carroll, Iowa to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okay, I'm getting ready to go into the crosstalk here in Sioux Falls. It's going to be really hard not to ask someone for a cigarette if they've got one. But I can do this. I'm strong enough. And I don't want to fucking smoke. I'm sick of it. 501. Even the fucking Swisher Sweet cigar is making me crave one. Good morning! The sun is up! It is 9:53 a.m. Fuck me! Would it be comforting to have a cigarette right now? Holy shit! I'm so close to buying a pack. 13 hours. It's been 13 hours ago that I quit. I'm having the worst nicotine craving yet, right now. 13 hours. It is so fucking strong, it just makes me want to fucking cry. God damn it. I can fucking get through this, but son of a fucking bitch. Ugh. Go home, mix up this show and put it on, and it'd be just fine. Oh, God. Then I could smoke. I could fucking smoke. Fucking cigarettes. Ugh. You know, it's like, I just feel so sad without them. I just feel so empty. This just sucks. This just fucking sucks. 9:55 a.m. I'm not gonna buy any. Fuck it. I can make it 24 fucking hours. I can at least make it 24 hours. I can prove that much. 8:54 tonight. I'll even have the packs bought and have one ready in my hand to light at 8:54 tonight. But I ain't smoking one till then. Fuck that. I'm gonna make it 24 hours today. I'm gonna at least do that. 9:57. Okay. I've almost got myself talked into buying a pack of cigarettes. It would be so easy. Oh, I could just smoke a cigarette. I could change the rules and say I'm allowed to have one a day. That wouldn't work, would it? Oh, my God. Oh, this was fucking horrible. Okay, well, it started basically, the craving started at about 9:46. And it's already lasted 12 minutes. Let's just see how long it goes. I'm just gonna last out, just out of curiosity's sake, I'm going to last out this craving. That's what I'm going to do. God, I bet I sound like such a whiny fuck right now. Okay, it's 11:07 a.m. And if I find a fucking part of a cigarette right now, I'm going to smoke it. If I find a fucking... God damn it, why'd I clean out my car? Fuck. If I find anything, if I find... I'm not buying a pack of cigarettes. I'm not buying a pack of cigarettes. Fuck that. I can make it 24 hours. I can do it. Jesus, you know, cigarettes have always just been something to do. It's like I'm bored, and I just need something to do, so I just light a cigarette and smoke it absently, you know? Because that's just what I do, and holy shit. Holy shit. Do I fucking want a cigarette right now? You can't even... God, it's so hard to describe to non-smokers what it's like. I just... Whew. It feels like... I can't breathe deep enough, you know? Unless what I'm breathing is smoke. This just sucks. It's 11:10 a.m. And I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it 24 hours. Fuck. Me if I was weak and smoked a cigarette, no one would do that. God damn it. Okay. God damn, that one lasted a long time. Fuck. I don't need a cigarette. God, that sucked. Oh, fuck. I can make it 24 hours. I can make it 24 hours easy just to prove it. Sure, I'm saying to myself. I'll just quit smoking and record the effects, record my thoughts for the show for 24 hours. I'll just quit. I'll just quit and see what happens. I'm thinking to myself, oh... I'll probably end up having to make shit up. It probably won't be as bad as I think it is. Holy shit. Holy shit. This is like... Curse you, Gabriel! Curse you for giving me my first cigarette! God! And I know you're out there. I know you're down there in Carroll, actually. Working at that stereo place. Yeah! If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking when I was 9. You know what? I love smoking. I really do. I love smoking. There's nothing better than a cigarette. Fuck. I mean, I'd rather, I don't know. Now my nose is all stuffed up. Probably because I'm not smoking a cigarette and burning the snot out of there. I love smoking. God, I love flipping cigarettes around with my fingers and smoking them in different ways that... It suggests different attitudes depending on how I'm holding the cigarette, how I'm sucking the smoke in. It's great. I love the whole social aspect of smoking. I love everything about smoking. It's 11:17 a.m. on November 13, 2003. And I have more than 9 hours left of this till I'm going to allow myself to smoke a cigarette. I can make it 9 hours, no problem. I already made it, 14 hours, 15 hours. I can make it 9 more. AM. I have failed. I just smoked a cigarette. 11:49 AM. I made it just shy of 15 hours. But I'm not a failure. Quitting smoking is hard. Someday, I'm gonna try it again. Fuck. Man, I gotta tell ya, it was better than sex. It was at least on par with, a typical blowjob, I love smoking. And I'm not quitting today. I thought I was, but I guess I'm not sick of feeling like shit all the time. Well, that's a down way to end the show. Roll the music! All of a sudden I feel sorry for Michael Jackson.
Why do you just automatically assume I quit my job?
Man, this is gonna fucking suck. I could change the rules to say I'm allowed to have one a day.
Our lives run different ways. Through the rain I see you in the sun. Our stars are sitting away. If you ain't supported, we are one.
It's 8:54 p.m. on November 12th, 2003. Really wish I had a small hamster to just squeeze right now. Man, this is gonna fucking suck. Ah! God damn it! Fuck! Ah! I know I don't even have any cigarettes. Cause I threw them out the window. Gilroy McFadden coming at you live and direct from Rockwell City, Iowa. The Golden Buckle on the Corn Belt. All of a sudden I feel sorry for Michael Jackson. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking when I was 9. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have started smoking. When I was 9. Fuck me. Would it be comforting to have a cigarette right now? I have failed. I just smoked a cigarette. It was better than sex. Ah! God damn it! Fuck! Ah! You've been listening to the What I Wish I Didn't Know show. The What I Wish I Didn't Know show is produced by the McFadden Group and recorded at I Am Sad. I'd like to kindly thank the people that allow this show to be heard on the internet. Virtual One at VFTG.net and Trencher at Spank Wagon Radio, which can be heard, what is it, Thursday nights or Friday nights? One of those nights at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My name is Gilroy McFadden. Good night. What? I've got...
Wow.
Huh.
Holy
apparently
shit.
Smoking is difficult.
No, smoking is easy.
Quitting
is hard.
Is difficult, I mean.
Yeah, smoking is easy. Quitting hard. That was Kilroy McFadden, what I wish I didn't know. Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Big supporter of Michael Jackson, too, as it turns
apparently,
out.
You know, he feels just sympathy doesn't really go into detail, just sympathy.
Yeah. It was deep meditative thought, man. So remember, folks, Kilroy says Michael Jackson is innocent.
Oh, God. I don't want to pin that one on the man. Hey, I think it's,
time for a break.
All right, let's go to break. Let's see. Let's do this.
Okay.
Shall we?
Shall we what? Oh, yeah, okay.
I think it's time for that. Whoa. All right.
Your ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for...
Mad Props!
I want to thank everyone who is listening to Spank Wagon Radio, but I especially want to thank the people who are chatting with Spank Wagon Radio. And let's go over that list of who is chatting with Spank Wagon Radio.
Who might that be?
He's a madman from a foreign country! We still don't know what the initials mean, but it's B&M!
Mad Props!
The next one?
Jay, is that you?
Mad Props!
Mad Props!
He popped in for a little bit, and I know exactly why, too. But that's just because we're going out the track tonight. He is the man who provides the backbone to the thing, the broadcast server, the man who runs the Unix, who runs the Linux, who runs the backbone. Mr. Man!
Mad Props!
Oh my god. Wait, no, you're better for this one.
Oh my god. Okay, come on. Alright,
Are you listening to Spike Wagon Radio?
Well, yeah.
Then you must be Red Rum!
Mad Props.
You do this one as well, very well as well, so go ahead and...
Mad Props to Reverend Hammer! I really don't like making fun of the guy right there, because, you know, it's...
Yeah, you do!
It's a guaranteed listener, dude, and I don't want to, like, piss him off.
Yeah, good point. Hey, also, the other guy who provides a lot of the backbone support for, Spank Wagon, the man who runs VFTP himself, Virtual One!
Mad Props.
There you go, folks.
All right.
So, there you go. Okay, that's it. No, I'm just kidding.
I would just, like, clear my sinuses.
Oh, okay. Like that?
It's not bad.
I think we got to cover the other thing that's become a very much tradition and still has yet to let us down.
Do we have the audio clip ready?
Oh, fuck no. Fuck. We never have the audio clip ready. Hell, we won't have audio clips ready for at least another month. Hold on. Stall for time.
Let's see. Two Jews walk into a bar. No, that's not it. Let's just see. Why do blondes have big hoop earrings?
Why?
Ankle rests.
Got it. Cool. All right. All right.
Yeah. Why do they have legs?
I don't know.
So they don't leave slime trails.
I forgot that one. And I can't find the actual clip. Why can I not find the clip? I had the clip. It was here.
Pepcat.
It is Pepcat. It's there it is. All right. Let's
all right. Let's crossfade over and
Dead Celebrities of the Week.
All right.
I don't even know what that sounded like. The output on my side.
Eek. We're professional here at Spank Wagon Radio on a $1.50 budget.
Snip. Snip.
And it's on computer too. Very analog. actually, you brought up the celebs to me this week, so you read the celeb.
Dead Celebrity of the Week. Screenwriter Edmund Hartman dies at 92.
Who's he?
Screenwriter. He wrote, and I kid you not, the quote on this is, many zany comedies. for Bob Hope.
I read that.
Zany. I know. Who uses that word anymore? For Bob Hope, Martin and Lewis, Three Stooges, etc. Bob Hope. Yeah. I'm not a...
Bob Hope didn't have comedies
I'm
like
not
that.
Impressed with Bob Hope. I really am not. He just seems to be, to me, somebody got in on the ground floor of investment in Hollywood and happened to do a little acting on the side. Martin and Lewis, I've never been a big fan of. I cannot stand fucking Lewis.
Hell, have you seen him?
Jesus,
if dude. Anybody has seen Jerry Lewis lately, like with the telephones and stuff,
fuck.
Bigger.
Chewbacca solo cripple kid. Ho, ho, ho.
It's horrible
fucking
looking at
Sally
him.
Field is on his back going, yeah! I mean, Sally Struthers. Sally Field.
I don't know.
Where'd that come from, dude?
Left field?
Yeah. But I'm bummed.
Thank you.
Three Stooges, though, man. You gotta fucking love the Three Stooges, man. That to me is worth it, dude. The guy who wrote comedy, dude, you know, that inspired me, at least. He also wrote for Abbott and Costello.
Which means
people
he worked for Hal Roach Studios. Three Stooges? Was Three Stooges Hal Roach?
I'm trying to think. No.
Chaplin was.
No. Hal Roach Studios was. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Max Sennett. Never mind.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think. I know Jules White was a director. I'm trying to think. No, they were at Columbia, actually.
Yeah, they were at Columbia.
Columbia. They weren't Hal Roach. They were Columbia Studios right there. But yeah, he once said, "I think the unexpected is the key to comedy." Words to live by. Especially when I sit there and I just will blurt shit out right there. You either do it or you can't. It can't be taught in regards to comedy.
Yes.
Fucking true.
Totally true. You know what? And it's something that you see and you hear.
Yeah.
A lot of people can be funny. A lot of people try to be funny. And that's the difference.
Yes.
Here's the funny thing that happened to us fucking last week. We were, again, this is the same place that had the sign, you know, the vehicle or vehicle and the storp. And,
yeah.
So one of the clerks there came up to us and said, you know, you two should really go into comedy. And at that point, you know, we both kind of went, well, yeah.
Then I shoved Trench almost off a platform and said, look, I'm a dope pusher.
God damn it. I wish I could have thought of that one first.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho.
You didn't watch the same shit I saw steal it. All right. he was a gag writer, but he's also a good story man. He could work up a tale. It was very involving. Said Donald McCaffrey, who wrote a biography of Hartman entitled Bound and Gagged in Hollywood. Shit, I have that somewhere. One of my old dad's old books.
Cool.
He got a Lifetime Achievement Award, blah, blah, blah. But basically...
You're a dead celebrity, He wrote Three Stooges. How do you write Three Stooges? Page one. Slap, bunk, ploik, hork, smack.
My God, you're right.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Nyuk, nyuk. Slap, bonk, pork, boink, nyuk.
I never thought of
that. Okay, can I get a copy of this? This is genius.
My God.
How do you write Stooges?
You don't understand. I just realized something. I mean, like, life-changing to me, dude.
Like
one of those mysteries of life revealed that you can't buy in a Time Life book.
Okay. The you three mean not sold in stores?
Dude, the Three Stooges is the comedy what fucking porn scripts are to pornography. Service industry guy comes to fix broken appliance and or service, can't afford to pay the bill, exchange sex for bartering.
Script.
Three Stooges, gotta fix something, they fuck it up, hilarity ensues, and they all start running at, you know, like 15 frames per second at the end. My God, man.
Well,
I like slapstick anyway, but fuck you for ruining that for me. Thank you.
You know, it wasn't my intention. My intention was not to ruin it for you. It was just,
wow.
You know, how do you write a Stooges script?
Well, I mean, it is obviously a bit more than slapstick or whatnot. You do have to put them in some sort of a situation, you know.
That's somewhat realistic. Like Laurel and Hardy.
No, I love Laurel and Hardy. I think those are very. I think those two are hilarious. In all honesty, right there. One thing that I used to, in my early days of comedy, you know, annoying my father.
Okay.
Stan Laurel was a big inspiration. I just love Stan Laurel's way of working himself into a repair, for example, like as a visual slapstick, and just frustrating everybody and pissing them off and slapping them away and shit like that, and just, you know, being the fucking, you know, being the straight man that bungles everything. Mm-hmm. I love that right there.
Well, you know, it was funny. I was watching a documentary on those two, Laurel and Hardy, and they were talking about how Laurel was the one who wrote most of the stuff. Stan Laurel. Yeah, Stan Laurel actually.
And in case anybody is fucking confused, Stan Laurel is the thin Englishman.
Yeah. And he wrote a lot of the stuff. He actually was right up there for a little bit with Jackie. What the fuck am I saying? No, Charlie Chaplin. I almost said Charlie Chan. I tried to counter
God
that.
God damn, man.
I tried to counter that by thinking of something other than Charlie Chan. Thus came Jackie Chan.
Then you confuse everybody. And you good thing you didn't say it, because I'd have thought, Key Luke.
Anyhow. No, what I'm trying to say is, though, is he was up there with Charlie Chaplin in Europe.
Yeah.
And when it kind of translated to America, he wasn't there with Chaplin in America.
No, he wasn't. Chaplin does a lot of universal kind of comedy right there.
Mm-hmm. Laurel did more European comedy.
Yeah. And I know this sounds really odd to folks, to a lot of folks that don't understand. Due to my show business background with my dad and stuff right there, I've actually...
They went to the movies a lot.
Actually, no. I saw like Cirque du Soleil when they first came to America.
Cirque du Soleil.
Whatever. And I saw...
Cirque, like, his friend.
Like herbs.
I'm not fucking age.
And like, yeah, I know. And like other stuff, you know, like I saw like the Russian circus when they first came over. Back when we still had the Iron Curtain. Okay, mm-hmm. You still have communism, the wall and stuff. I saw them when they first came over at the Great Western Coliseum,
mm-hmm.
and I've actually been like to Mexico and stuff like that. I've seen circuses out of the country too, man. So when it comes to humor and everything right there, and what people will react to and what they won't react to and things like that, you know, there's a huge difference. Chaplin is really universal, and part of that also is because he is a silent picture.
Yeah, well they both were started in silent, but
they
a lot of the humor,
in silent.
You know, a lot of humor. Now, like, you know, my thing. Laurel and Hardy, okay. And Chaplin, okay. Three Stooges, definitely, but only in small quantities.
Three Stooges
in small quantities.
It depends. Three Stooges do a lot of stuff which is repetitive.
Harold Lloyd, definitely.
Missing fingers.
Yeah, Harold Lloyd, absolute.
Yeah.
And Buster Keaton, absolute. Harold Lloyd so much so as I used to get, they had a video, like one of these rundown video stores back home.
Yeah.
It was in Kmart Plaza, and I remember they had Beta and VHS copies of everything.
Oh, Beta.
And I remember they used to have Harold Lloyd copies of Candid Camera. And what he used to do with Candid Camera was just start his shtick up.
Yeah.
And just go with it in, like, the middle of public. Like, he'll be trying to make a sandwich or eat a sandwich at a bar or, you know, delicatessen counter or whatever. And the shit's just falling over, and he's trying to pick it up. His toupee falls in his soup. He picks up. He's wringing out his toupee. Puts it back on his head. Drinking his thing. Dribbling. Goes to wipe himself up. Toupee falls back down in the soup.
Isn't that great?
And this all started when he noticed someone was kind of giving him bad looks because he was eating a soup like that. And he was an older guy at this, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
It was done like the late 60s, early 70s. Fucking hilarious. I mean, just watching this guy do this impromptu, there's no second takes. Mm-hmm. It's just him going all out.
Yeah, because I mean, there are some funny kind of comedians and stuff from like the silent era, like Ben Turpin. He's not too bad. He's not really somebody memorable except for his shtick was his eyes. That was it. You know, cross-eyed and stuff. But Laurel and Hardy, very funny. Now the other writers and stuff right there, Abbott and Costello would have some funny kind of plot outlines. Now that I know that all this stuff is tied in, I can really see it right there. I fucking can't stand Abbott and Costello.
See, Abbott and Costello were always okay to me.
I hate them.
But I was never too.
They're too violent. And I know.
This is coming from you.
I know.
You know, because I remember my dad used to take me to Abbott Costello. They used to have the public library downtown.
Yeah.
Little film things, and my dad would always take me down to watch Abbott Costello and watch the humor. He made me try to sit through Shirley Temple. I was like, we gotta go.
Yeah.
But
good ship lollipop.
Yeah. I was like, what's this? You know, my dad's like, well, okay, so he just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I got the old stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that he liked when he was a
kid. I still have a video collection of everything, of damn near everything Chaplin has on VHS.
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, hey man, old style comedians, some of them are funny, some are not. course, you know, I saw Home Alone in the theater right there. Mm-hmm. So to see a lot of old school Keaton slapstick.
Old school slapstick.
That was one of the worst things to go with my father going, I saw that, and shh.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. It's called recycling, Dan. Especially when I watch Army of Darkness.
Oh, my God.
Opens in the Necronomicon. Klaatu, Vratu, Nikto. That's from the day the Earth stood still. Dad.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
That's part of the humor.
There you go. So. My father had a good sense of humor, but unfortunately, typically, if he didn't purposely turn it on, he was the original comedy killer.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know why I said yep. I just kind of was agreeing with what you were saying. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and... it is time to wrap it up, folks.
Wait, we got more news real quick. Hold on.
Do we?
Yeah.
Here,
we
more news.
I can go through quicker than you can. Let's see.
I typed it out, or copy-pasted at least.
Too long, I can't...
It was about that black guy got beat down in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he
and then they said, he was murdered. What? The guy was hopped up, man.
Yeah, he was hopped up on drugs, but because they beat the shit out of him, he died.
Mm.
The drugs caused the death, but if they hadn't but the cops accelerated it right there. That's basically what it is. God damn, man, there's not much here.
It was an odd news week.
While Wynetta Nolan, 37.
Oh, the McDonald's bitch.
She was convicted.
The McMurderer.
She didn't murder anybody.
No, the McManslaughter, whatever you want, the McBattery.
Yes. What happened? Wynetta Nolan, and this is in Houston.
And this relates to something we talked about last week.
Kind of, yeah. She got convicted. She's gonna do 10 years in prison. What happened?
Why?
Basically, she went to McDonald's and asked for mayonnaise on her hamburger.
But they can't put that on hamburgers.
They don't put that on hamburgers. They don't put McDonald's and put mayonnaise on hamburgers.
Okay.
So she got pissed. She threw the fucking burgers back in. They said, we're sorry, here, have another burger. She got pissed. And she said, no, the drinks aren't right. The fries aren't right. Fuck it. So she just turned around and or drove through the drive-thru and parked outside. Well,
at their request, so that way they could send a manager out to say, what can we do?
Manager comes out with replacement food in her order as she wants it. She guns the engine and runs the manager over.
Drags the manager for several yards.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Breaking her pelvis and, of course, doing other bruises and damages.
Mm-hmm. Nolan testified Wednesday that she thought she had rolled over a bump when she ran over Jenkins, the manager.
And that she just took off. Because she heard a horn honk.
And that scared her. That's fucking...
That's a lie.
That's a total
you can't
lie.
Even. You can't even... How can anybody obviously not their right mind, try to tell that as a lie and let it go?
Yeah. Also, the Goodyear blimp got loose on the... Yeah, crashed. It basically was out there on the tarmac right there, and the tie downs came loose.
Kind of rolled. Like I said, it was just kind of an news week, so...
Yeah, there was some other interesting stories, some which I really can't think of right now too much. Reagan...
we got Reagan shit taken care of at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's right. Otherwise, it's a regular news week. You know, there's some interesting stories here. Nothing like I could like say right now make you go, oh, snap. You know, and we can get into a fucking...
Although Red Rum here, and maybe we'll cover this next week, because I know this isn't going away anytime soon.
Who?
Red Rum said here, she saw the video, she thinks... she doesn't think the cops should get charged. But you know what? We'll stew on that for a week.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video.
I haven't seen the video, and I haven't gotten all the facts in. And how about we pull that together for the week?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Next week, we'll cover that. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I do want to say thank you to everybody who does help out in massive, massive, massive ways to the wagon.
Mad props to my peeps.
Yes. Let's say thank you first of all to Virtual One for been hosting the site now for, what, 3 years, 4 years? VFTP.net. I also want to say big thank you to Mr. Man running LazyCode.com.
Yes.
His support with the wagon and with the broadcast servers and everything like that. I want to say thank you to Whitey because, you know, we can't neglect Whitey. He does keep those message boards nice and running. And I think that'd be it. So,
better late than never there, Refried Bleak.
Wow, Toe, that's great. That's great. And the McBitch got jail time.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, folks, Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net. If you are in town, you can meet us tonight out at the track. We're making a celebrity appearance, although no one will really know.
Live at the track.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Strip out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. All right. Have a good night. See you next week. Normal time.
Spank Wagon.
to my coat. She bloody sweet is up to my knee. She bloody sweet's up and down in Chicago. She bloody all the rise finally with me. Just about the break of day, she came and she drove away. So loud in her. Legs of the city. She's the river of dry red rivers of weeping, yeah. She came in town and then she drove away. Sound light in her hair. In her hair. I'll pick it up. Dawn's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind.